And that's my cue. Well, welcome to the Civil Product Call. This is Jackie Christensen, and I'm here to talk to you about shampoo and conditioner. Sizzle has some wonderful alternatives to the over-the-counter shampoos and conditioners that you may be purchasing or may have purchased that are full of really terrible ingredients that are cancer-causing and endocrine disruptors and causes babies to, you know, their eyes to develop improperly and adults to develop cataracts. There's really some dark things about shampoo. So first, in normal fashion, I'm going to talk about what the alternative is and what the issues are, kind of create that doubt, as Tom Maurer says, and then educate you and talk about the alternative. So make sure you use these calls as a tool for your business, and it is being recorded, and they are put in the Sizzle Academy in your back office, and they're there for you not only to learn, but for you to use as a tool for your business. So this business that you have, your Sizzle business, is a full-fledged business, and it's about educating also. It's not just about selling a product to someone. It's creating a need, and also it's about educating them and letting them know maybe some information on what they're buying now, what may be wrong with that purchase that they're making, or what negative ingredients or harmful ingredients are in there, and then educating them on the healthy alternative. Now, for those of you new to this call or listening in on the recorded version, Sizzle's mission is to create a healthy alternative to products that you're already buying and using. And it ranges from personal care products like the shampoo and conditioner to toothpaste and mouthwash and underarm deodorant to shaving cream and laundry soap and anti-aging and lotions and weight loss and energy and nutritionals, and it goes on and on. So let's get right to it. So what's wrong with shampoo? Well, what's wrong with it is that when you're using it on your body and when your family's using it, it has the potential to do serious harm to your health. Well, how is that? Well, there are particular ingredients in shampoo that are detrimental to health. There was a Wall Street Journal article called Shame on Shampoo, and there's a wonderful video, too, that Tom Maurer, the chief scientific officer and owner-founder of Sizzle International, recorded, and you can find it in your back office. You can also find it on YouTube. And Tom cites the information in the Wall Street Journal article, and he talks about how the chemicals in shampoo are just so harmful, it's really affecting our children to begin with. In fact, male babies are affected so badly that there's been a 95% decline in male sperm counts since the 1950s until now. So in the 1950s, the sperm count was 100,000 units, and now it's down to 5,000. So down 95%. And the ingredients commonly found in shampoos are estrogen mimics. This means that ingredient works like estrogen, has feminine type effects on males, especially young males. So these estrogen mimics suppress the masculine development and overdevelop female babies. So girls are maturing earlier. You're not just guessing that might be true, but it's actually happening. And all this is due to the ingredients in shampoo that have been around for a very long time. In fact, some of these ingredients you'll find in engine degreasers and garage room floor cleaners and slaughter room house floor cleaners and things like that. But they've been around for so long, they were just grandfathered in before people knew the harm that they did, before people knew the detrimental effects to human health. So these ingredients, the most harmful, and you'll see them not only on your shampoo, but you'll see it in your rug cleaner, to your face wash, to your laundry soap, to your dish soap. Literally every cleaning product that I used to use that wasn't from the health food store, like a Whole Foods or something like that, had these ingredients. It's sodium lauryl sulfate or sodium lauryl sulfate. So anything ending with a sulfate is not good. So sodium lauryl sulfate is an industrial chemical, and it breaks down, or what's called denatures, protein, and it strips the lipids from the skin. The lipids are the healthy oils. It has what they do to sodium lauryl sulfate is there's an phosphorylating process which makes sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium lauryl sulfate, to increase the foam quantity. So in this process, something else is created, and it's called dioxin. So in this phosphorylating process of the sodium lauryl sulfate, which makes sodium lauryl sulfate, it creates this carcinogen, dioxins. And carcinogens means they're potentially cancer-causing. So there's these potentially cancer-causing agents, and don't forget, endocrine disruptors. So what happens is when you're washing your hair, these ingredients actually penetrate your scalp, because remember, your skin is your biggest organ. You've got skin under your hair. Hopefully, you've got hair in your scalp. And when you're washing your hair, those ingredients go into the skin and then into your blood system, carry it to your entire body, even into your brain. Yes, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it builds up. And over a lifetime, you have the potential to get cancer, because the older you get, the more of these ingredients you have in your body if you're using these harmful ingredients or products with these harmful ingredients. So the Institute to Prevent Blindness commissioned a study on sodium lauryl sulfate, and the study showed that young mammals' eyes did not develop properly and damaged its eyes so badly that they have the potential to cause cataracts in adults. In fact, you may have heard Tom here talk about this, but when they defoliated the jungles of Vietnam, they did that with Agent Orange, which is also, guess what, dioxin, which is that byproduct that is created in epoxylating the sodium lauryl sulfate. So it's not just dioxin, by the way, it's not on the label. If you can see, looking at a label of a shampoo, over-the-counter shampoo, you won't find it because it's a byproduct, so the companies are not required to list it on the ingredient label. So remember, that's what makes high-foaming ingredients in the shampoo. Now, the dioxin is actually 400% more powerful than estrogen, and they're not metabolized by the liver. So we're talking dioxin, sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium lauryl sulfate. They are not metabolized. So what happens is they're stored in your body. Well, where are they stored? They're stored in your fat cells, and they just keep building up. So toxins are stored in your fat cells to protect you and to keep them separate, from your blood flow. So they're there, kind of a protective measure. So just a side note, when you are losing weight, you don't want to lose weight too quickly, because all those toxins in your fat cells that are being stored are released. So if you are in that process, you definitely want to take Body Shield, okay, because that's going to help attach to the Body Shield ingredient attaches to toxins and these things in your body and carries them out rather than being reabsorbed in the bloodstream. Okay, a little segue there. The next ingredient is sodium lauryl sulfate. So we've talked about lauryl sulfate, dioxin, now sodium lauryl sulfate. And there was a German and Finnish study, and they studied the effects on hair growth. And they found that this ingredient could inhibit the growth of hair. So normally hair grows for 4 years and then falls out for 3 months. And it starts growing again. Okay, but they found that people using sodium lauryl sulfate, that their hair only grew for half the time, only grew for 2 years instead of 4, and then falls out and remained dormant for 2 years. That's a problem. So Not only do you want to grow your hair with some of our other products, but you want to keep from losing it. So another reason to use the shampoo. Some other ingredients to avoid in hair care products are parabens, sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium lauryl sulfate pegs, and anything with ending in sulfate. So the parabens are carcinogens and endocrine disruptors. In fact, 94% of all breast cancer cells contain parabens, promising probably dioxin too. So this is really harmful stuff. And as I mentioned earlier, it actually causes, you know, problems with developing children's eyes and cause cataracts in older individuals. So it's scary stuff. So what's the answer? What's a girl or guy to do? Well, the answer is to use products that don't have all those harmful ingredients. And even if you go to a health food type store, you can find products that are pretty good, but sometimes they still have sulfates in them. They might not have sodium lauryl sulfate. They just have sodium lauryl. So maybe they have a cocamide DEA or some other things. The answer is to use Sizzle shampoo, and we've got two kinds now. And Sizzle only uses the highest quality ingredients, and there's no harsh chemicals, there's no detergent ingredients, there's no sodium lauryl or lauryl sulfate, there's no dioxins, there's no parabens or PEGs. It's completely mild and sulfate-free. And you don't have to worry about irritating your scalp or your eyes or damaging your hair. Remember what I was telling you about sodium lauryl sulfate? It actually denatures protein. It strips away the oils. Well, that's what happens when you wash your hair with it, too. It actually strips away the natural, healthy, essential oils from your hair, from your hair shaft. So it's actually damaging your hair and irritates the scalp and the eyes, you know, using these other products. But all of our products, as you know, are healthy and natural and green and toxin-free, and we have two types of shampoo. The first one is the Exquisite Revitalizing Shampoo, and it is 16.9 fluid ounces, 500 milliliters, and it's $17, and that's the one in the blue bottle. And that is good for everyday use, whether you have colored hair, normal hair, dry hair, oily hair. This is kind of our standard formula. It's it has a luxurious cleansing lather. It's a mild shampoo. And it comes from several mild components called surfactants. And sodium lauryl sarcosinate is one of the main ingredients. It's biodegradable. It's derived from fatty acids and amino acid that comes from coconut oil. We have a lathering agent that is derived from coconut oils and vegetable oils. So this shampoo is safe for, it's for anyone's hair. Now, we do have a conditioner that goes along with it. It's called Replenish Moisturizing Conditioner. Same size, $20. And by the way, the shampoo lasts a long, long, long time. I remember my first bottle of the shampoo, and Dana and I were sharing it, and I wash my hair every day, and so does he, and it seemed just to go on and on and on. And I thought, boy, I think it lasted about 2 months, 2.5 months. So all their products are concentrated, and they don't foam up in a crazy way to make you think that it's working. It is working. And it has very gentle cleansing agents. Everything is botanical based. So with the moisturizing conditioner, it has things like burdock and ivy and fenugreek and panthenol. Panthenol is a vitamin B5. So these ingredients are in a complex formula, and they're combined with hydrolyzed silk and wheat protein, which are nutrients for your hair. It has a perfect balance of cleansing and enriching ingredients that leaves your hair soft and shiny and manageable. I find that most men like this shampoo and conditioner, the one in the blue bottle, the Exquisite Revitalizing, and the Replenish Moisturizing. Shampoo, because most men have pretty short hair or not a lot of hair. So if you have longer hair and you're a man, you may want to consider our Sizzle Sapphire Shampoo. Just to finish up on the Replenish Moisturizing Conditioner, it has natural scent, so it's not real girly smelling and it's not real perfumey smelling. It has a natural scent of sweet citrus essential oil. And it leaves your hair just really, really clean and wonderful. Well, then I tried the Sapphire Shampoo. Those are the ones in the red bottle shampoo and conditioner. And those two have been out since the end of January. They are part of our new product line. And I tell you, this shampoo and conditioner I am in love with. I will not use anything else. Now, I have longer hair just past my shoulders, and I do color it. And, you know, women, if you have hair of any length, the ends get dry. If you color your hair, it's going to be drier. So you really are focusing, if you're anything like me, to bringing moisture back into your hair. It's like a full-time job. But what I found with the shampoo is that it leaves my hair, first of all, clean and so shiny. I've never seen it so shiny, like squeaky clean. It's all the citric acids and the fruit complexes, which we'll get into. But it's great. Now, I use it with the conditioner because the conditioner, it feels like silk, and it just does wonderful things to your hair. You don't need gel or you don't need anti-frizz. You don't need any other products to make your hair look smoother or feel softer or anything like that. So it really is a complete package, the Sizzle Sapphire Shampoo and Conditioner. And so it has an array of super fruit blends, and they contain a collection of powerful antioxidants that help repair damaged hair and hair follicles, and it reconstructs long damaged hair. It makes your hair smoother and softer too, but it makes it smoother because it actually helps the hair shaft to close at the end and actually promotes kind of a healing effect. So it actually reconstructs any like split ends and closes the hair shaft, not temporarily by filling it in like some other products, but actually encouraging that reconstruction of just closing the hair shaft. It's everything we have a scientific base. It's just so cool. Now, this is a luxurious product. It doesn't disappoint. Plenty of lather. You don't need a lot. And it helps if you put it in your palm of your hand first and kind of rub it a little bit and then put it in your hair and wash away. So it is free from sulfates and parabens and all these other potentially harmful ingredients. It also brings volume back to your hair and gives you a really nice, healthy look. Now, the ingredients are natural cleansers for your hair, coconut and vegetable oil base. And then it has so many fruit complexes. I have to tell you, it has citric acid along with the hydrolyzed silk. By the way, the color, have you noticed the color, how beautiful it is? It's a natural blue color. There are no dyes in there. I thought that was pretty neat. And it has hydrolyzed rice protein and panthenol. That's the vitamin B5. But it has all these fruits. It's got Euterpe oleracea fruit extract and cranberry fruit extract and Aristotelia chinellus fruit extract and Paulina cupana fruit extract, Garcinia mangostana fruit extract, Morinda citrifolia fruit extract, Tonica granatum fruit extract. And I could go on and on and on. There's probably another six or seven on top of that. Fruit extract. That is the main ingredient here in our shampoo. So it's cleansing, but it's also clarifying without chemicals. What do you know? So I would suggest using this little Sapphire shampoo conditioner along with the shampoo. Same size, and it sells for $21. And by the way, when Sizzle came out with the Sapphire shampoo and conditioner, they also beautified the bottles. So if you notice a little bit of a different shape, it's really made for your hand to grab it. And it says shampoo from the bottom of the bottle to the top of the bottle in big letters where it's not hard to read, because if you're like me, you're taking a shower, you're half asleep, and you're trying to read what it says with a little, you know, pin light above you, it's hard to do that with the blue bottles, the original shampoo bottles, but they took care of that problem. They think of everything. The shampoo and conditioner actually says it's bold letters, you know, right across the front from top, from bottom to top. Easy to read. Now, the conditioner is a creamy, lush conditioner. It's enriched with 100% argan oil. Ladies, that probably sounds really good to you, because this argan oil is all the rage right now. In fact, it became very popular probably a year, year and a half ago, and they would sell it only in salons, and it was quite prestigious, and you'd, you know, buy it separately, put a couple drops in your hand, put it in your hair, and it was quite expensive. And then if you notice now, if you go to your Walgreens or CVS pharmacy, and everyone has argan oil in their conditioners and in their hair treatments. But anyway, ours is 100% pure argan oil. It does wonderful things to the hair. It doesn't leave it oily or greasy. I love the fact that the argan oil is in the conditioner as part of the ingredients, because everything is emulsified and smooth and blended. It's not like you have to put argan oil on after you get out of the shower and brush your hair, because then sometimes you put too much and then you have an oily look and you have to wash your hair again. It's a terrible thing. Eric Rondeau, I know you can't relate. This oil is rich in vitamin E and completely strengthens your hair follicles from the root all the way down to the tip and provides intense moisturizing properties. Now, it's essential for protecting and restoring dry and damaged hair, for treating split ends, and prevents premature graying. Did you hear that? Amazing. This is a perfect supplement to your Vitalizer HLN. It, of course, is free from sulfates and parabens and all the other potentially harmful ingredients. But it really is a safe way, a wonderful way to revitalize and restore volume, and it has that luxurious feel to your hair. After you wash your hair, I would suggest, you know, wring your hair out, squeeze the extra water out, and then what I do is I put my palm and rub it a little bit, and then I start with the bottom of my hair and put it there first, and then go from bottom to top. In fact, I'll get the bottom of my hair and rub it on the top and sides. You don't want a lot on the top. You really want a lot on the bottom. So don't go from your scalp to the tips. Go from the tips to the scalp. Just a little hint. You can feel how smooth and silky it is immediately when you put it on your hair. You can tell if you've missed a spot. It is that good. So it has super fruit blends, antioxidants, 100% pure argan oil, and it's recommended for long hair, for colored hair, for dry hair, or damaged hair. Damaged hair could be from curling irons, from straighteners, from blow dryers, just, you know, the extra things that women do to make their hair look beautiful in the long run actually has a damaging effect. So this is a perfect product if you have longer hair, or if you're, you know, putting a lot of heat to it. Let me see. What else did I want to cover here? Just the other point I wanted to make is that the conditioner is very light. Some conditioners can weigh your hair down and almost give it a greasy look. This one just leaves your hair shiny and soft and light fragrance. And the perfect combination is to use both the shampoo, Sapphire Shampoo, and the Sapphire Conditioner together. All right. It doesn't have any animal byproducts found in ordinary conditioner. And let's see here. So all the ingredients originate in nature, and then they're merged with the latest in scientific technology. Remember, we've got those 20 full-time research scientists on staff at Sizzle. All they do is they research to see what the latest is. These are published studies, and then they create and develop new products in every category that we have, including shampoo. So even the shampoo, even the conditioner is scientifically based, and really you'll see a difference. You will definitely see a difference. All right, so let me just see if I want to cover anything else here. The ingredients in the Sapphire Conditioner are all natural as well. And aside from the argan oil, It's actually Argania spinosa kernel oil. It also has keratin amino acids and just a light fragrance. Now, I'm going to post the notes to this call with the audio, and I'm going to put a link there, and you can go and listen to Tom Maurer, watch and listen to Tom Maurer's video, Shame on Shampoo. There's a link there. But really, I highly recommend either of these shampoos, either of these conditioners. So I'm going to go ahead and end the call. I'll unmute the lines. Please mute your own line unless you have a question. Then you can press star 6 and unmute since we're still recording. So give me just a moment here. All right, you are all unmuted. Who likes the shampoo and which one and why?
Jackie, this is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi. I love the shampoo for the same reasons you said. I color my hair, and my hair has never been in this good a shape since I was in my 20s. It's just
and which
it
one,
is growing.
Which one do you use?
I use the Sapphire.
Okay.
And I just love it. It's
great. Well, I've seen your hair, and I've never seen it so shiny. And I'm not just saying that, guys. This isn't a civil commercial. I saw Barbara, and I saw her hair, and it was gorgeous. And I saw her again, and she had cut it. I said, why did you cut it? It looks so beautiful, long. And Barb is just a little bit older than me, too. So she's in her 50s, and she has hair like a teenager.
Well, it's long again. It grew the 2 inches.
Okay. Good, good. Well, thank you for that testimonial. Who else likes a shampoo?
Jackie, I got a question for you. Is it Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Say, I got a friend of mine. She's got extensions in to make her hair longer. And what would you think this shampoo would do for that?
Well, I would have her use the Sapphire because it's so gentle. And the extensions are something temporary, and I don't know if she has the ones that are real hair or synthetic hair. But
I think some synthetic, I think.
Okay, yeah. So the gentler, the better, and, you know, synthetic hair sometimes has a tendency to get a little bit, what's the word, a little frizzy. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend this to her. It's better than any other shampoo she would buy over the counter.
Exactly. All right, cool. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Hey, Jackie, it's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
I just want to say that this product is really awesome. Just what you were telling Mike a moment ago about the frizz. I have hair like straw. It's horrible. And since using the Sapphire shampoo and conditioner, not so anymore.
Do you have to use anything else after you dry your hair, after you've washed it and conditioned it?
I do not have to anymore. No more of that frizz stuff or anything.
Wonderful. Oh, excellent testimony. Thank you, Vicki.
Welcome.
Hey, Jack, it's Eric.
Hi, Eric. I was waiting on you.
First, again, your calls are just amazing, and they're really helping out us all to share this information with people by sending out the link and the audio. But I've been using the shampoo since I partnered up with Sizzle a little over a year ago. And you're absolutely right. The product has been amazing. But for me, a single guy, it takes me about 6 months to actually go through a bottle of the product. And I can't even pronounce it. I'm using the blue bottle, so I don't know what that's exquisite or something like that. But
exquisite revitalizing shampoo. Sounds lovely.
What I've learned is you just use like not even a dime's worth, a little bit less than that, and find that when you use it twice, do two applications, it actually lathers up even more the second time around, and I get better results that way. But I am just, again, just so thankful for all these different products, knowing what I'm putting on my skin every single day and being more educated about what we have been doing for so many years. And I personally think people are crazy by constantly using these toxic products that knowing they put on their bodies every day, you know. So, but I just love the product. It's great.
Well, thank you so much for that And also thank you for the kudos there. I love doing these calls, and I learned quite a bit myself. And I heard Aaron say something about, you know, when people hear product calls and they become educated and learn what's in the product and what's not in the product, everyone races out and orders those products. So it's just fantastic. And I want to bring up that – boy, we really have a lot of noise. Hold on. I wanted to bring up that with the Exquisite Revitalizing Shampoo, the one in the blue bottle, the original, I remember I did have to lather twice, like you said. But just a note, with the new shampoo, the Sapphire, that is no longer necessary. It's not required anymore. It foams up from the first application. I hadn't thought about that, but a little bit difference between the two. So thank you for bringing that up. All right, we have time for one more testimonial. Anyone else? Who loves shampoo? Who loves the conditioner?
Hey, Jackie, this is Denise from Green Bay.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. If I could just throw in there, I use the older one, the blue bottle also, the Exquisite, and I make sure my hair are nice and wet before I put the shampoo on, then I find it lathers up really well.
Okay, great. A lot of these little tips, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the call tonight and took some good notes. And I'm going to go ahead and